Andrew, let's go to the world of biology. I feel there's been a little bit too much physical sciences here. We have a question from Paul.
How does sun on your skin make vitamin D?
How does that work?
So that's a great question. So yes, we need UV to make vitamin D. And unlike a lot of biological processes, it's actually done spontaneously. There's not an enzyme that does it.
So it's like a chemical reaction that's just happening.
Yeah. So it's a specific type of chemical reaction called a pericyclic chemical reaction. And that's where sort of the bonds rearrange spontaneously when the energy comes in the right source. And depending whether it's heat or UV will depend on how the shape of the molecule is after that reaction.
So there's these precursors that we're making, and the UV light comes in, hits our skin, and does the chemistry.
Yeah, so we make a precursor up to a certain point, it's a cholesterol, and then it does this conversion, and then it gets taken on a little bit more to make it into vitamin D.
But that does depend on light actually hitting our skin. So what happens if light, you don't get enough UV hitting your skin?
So if you're an animal with fur, this is where it gets really interesting. They obviously can't get light to their skin, especially if it's a dark coat. So they actually put in oils that appear on their coat, and that's where it gets UV, and then they lick it back off.
Hang on. So they're making the precursors, they're secreting them out of themselves, the chemistry happens, and they eat it.
Yeah.
That's kind of disgusting.
Well, cats do lick themselves.
I mean, could we don't do that, presumably.
Do you lick cats?
And I don't lick cats, no. Don't even like cats very much at all. But what happens, you know, is there actually enough sunlight to make enough vitamin D?
So, I mean, this is a big challenge, actually, today when we're worried about getting too much sunlight. So if you're inside your house and you're deciding to sunbathe behind your window, you're not getting enough UVB. So UVB is the more burny one because the glass blocks it. So you have to go outside, which isn't terrible. But in the UK, of course, we don't have much sun in winter. So then a whole lot of other things come into play. So depending on your skin coloration, so if you're very pale and you sort of get a lot more UV getting to the parts of what it needs to get to, then you do produce still not a great amount, but probably enough. If you had a skin that absorbs a lot of UV, you're going to have to probably take supplements.
And you can get vitamin D from food as well. So is it, you know, going to need a balance of sunlight and the right food and then maybe supplements in the winter as well?
I think the current advice now is we actually should all be just taking supplements because we cover up with stuff to stop skin cancer, so sun cream, that blocks most of it in summer. So actually, we're not doing ourselves a great favour on the vitamin D front, but we are doing ourselves a great favour on having great skin.
Well, there you go. Avoid skin like a handbag by keeping nice and young and staying out of the UV as much as you can, I reckon.
Yeah, but do get outside because it's great.
I work too hard. You're listening to The Naked Scientists with me, Kat Arney. With me today are space scientist David Rothery, physicist Caroline Steele, maths guru Adam Townsend, and biochemist Andrew Holding, and they're answering all your science questions because it's Q&A time. If you'd like to send us a question, it's chris@thenakedscientist.com, or you can tweet us @nakedscientists, and we'll do our best to include it in our next show.